I'm not sure why, but when the word evil comes up in a Buddhist context, it always takes me by surprise.
Yes, yes.
What is the word being translated when
Papa.
It says evil thoughts?
Papa. Papa. So it's like it's... it's a strong word in the Pali, stronger than say akusala. It has unfortunate connotations in the English language, but it is stronger than sort of, you know, just the word bad. Bad is kind of. So, it's almost as unrecognizable for what it is as good. I mean, good can be, you know, this tastes good or that looks good. It doesn't really have much of a sting behind it on a moral sense. But then, evil is, it definitely gets attention. I think it's a bit too strong and has too many connotations. The Pali word is papa. And
so morally unfortunate.
Yeah, which is that's really morally unfortunate. But I think over time, I think the Thai language, that's not translated. It's left. Like there's many, many words in the Thai language are just left in the Pali or Sanskrit because you gather their own connotations around them. So that's, you know, which is starting to happen in the English language. There's like karma, dharma, different things that are starting to have. Into regular usage.
Sometimes incorrect.
This is true too. Yes. Well, the same thing happened. It happens in Thai, actually. I mean, there are some words in Thai that are directly from the Pali, but they have a different meaning than the Pali. So you do have to distinguish them. It's over time. That's the nature of language. It shifts so much sometimes.